600 WMT.
54 degrees at Broadcast Park here on the WMT Morning Show, 717. Joshua McNary joining us this morning. Josh, how are you doing today?
I am great. I'm great. How are you doing?
Doing well. Founder and a digital marketing technologist for McNary Marketing Design. I'm thinking somewhere in the area of what your title is over there. If not, I keep on retitling you.
That's all right.
I'm just going to have to give you new business cards every time because I keep on retitling you. We're talking about what's going on with Apple and the federal government. So the San Bernardino shooters, they had an iPhone. One of them had an iPhone. The FBI says to the judge, says the federal government says to a judge, says, hey, we need Apple to unlock this thing for us, because what's happening is that after you try 10 times unsuccessfully with a passcode, it'll completely wipe the memory, is my understanding, okay?
Yes, yeah, that's one of the features. Yeah.
Federal judge says, all right, Apple, you now have to crack open this phone. Take us from there, go inside Apple with us, and sort of explain what's going on at this point.
Yeah, well, this is a complicated legal, technical, political discussion. I'm going to focus on the technical side here today. What Apple actually has been asked to do is create a special version of their software. So it's complicated because these devices have been, over time, made more and more secure. The last few versions of the Apple software for iOS devices has encryption built into it, a way of making the data gibbledygush to anybody looking at it except the person who knows the code to that device. Mm-hmm. So the software that the FBI has asked for Apple to create basically circumvents some of the software's features, as I use them, the features that Apple markets to consumers like us to keep our data secure. Some of those features so that FBI could actually do a brute force attack, meaning put as many codes as it possibly can on that phone to figure out what the code was that the terrorist was using so they can get in and see the data. So they're not actually asking Apple to get the data. They're just trying to get Apple to create a version of the software that then allows them to get the data. So it's very complicated.
Exactly. Now, Apple has, it's very interesting for Apple's part, for they said, hey, privacy is the utmost concern for what we do. In fact, I was even listening to America in the Morning coming in this morning, and they did an interview. They played part of an interview they did last year with Tim Cook, Apple's CEO. And that's one of the things he talked about, is the privacy and the security of these phones and how important it is in the 21st century. Apple is basically saying, look, if we do that for this phone, how is it not going to get in the hands of somebody else?
Right. And it's not even that the software that they might create for this specific model, which was the iPhone 5C. It's a slightly older model, and it was using the previous edition of the iOS software, one of the previous editions of that, but it was still one of these more secure versions of it. Essentially, that particular software may not be able to be used on my newer version of the iPhone, but the concepts behind it... Mm-hmm. would be out there. And right now they just don't exist. The only people that could possibly do that would be the people working at Apple right now. That's why the FBI is asking them to do it. But the idea would be that if they did it for this phone, then the concepts are out there. And essentially, like Apple said in their letter, they'd be turning their own security people who made this software very secure against itself and creating the very thing that they were trying to avoid. And so it's partially a philosophical discussion in that regard right now. Over time, you could see it leading to bigger problems.
Exactly. This is kind of a big deal now, because you've got the feds that are pushing on Apple. Apple's pushing back, saying no. Now, I appreciate Apple. I mean, Joshua McNary, you can find out more about him at McNary.me. That's his website. Also, follow him at McNary, McNary, on Twitter. Josh, thanks for joining us. Thanks for giving us the update on this, because we're going to take a quick break, do a little local and regional news and weather together. And then on the other side of that, we're going to talk with Kevin Techaw. He's the U.S. Attorney for the North District of Iowa, and find out what the Fed's case is with regard to this.
That's great. I mean, this is a complicated issue. It's important to discuss, and definitely take time to learn about it.
Nope, definitely will. Josh, thanks for joining us. Hope you have a great weekend, all right?
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take care. 722 here.